Amber Glenn fumes at online anger aimed at Team USA skaters, really disturbing. By Dylan Gwynn on February 20, 2026. Self-described woke BTCH and LGBTQ advocate Amber Glenn is upset at what she calls the disturbing level of vitriol directed at her and other Team USA figure skaters. Glenn, who made headlines by decrying the state of the LGBT community under President Trump and claiming that conservatives hated seeing woke beaches win, spoke about the criticism she and others have faced online while at the 2026 Milano Cortina Winter Olympics. "I really hope that going forward we can find a way to support the athletes. Especially when it comes to online, there are some really disturbing things when it comes to all three of us U.S. athletes online," Glenn, 26, said Thursday, according to Reuters. "It's hard not to see that stuff online. I hope that can work to have a safer place for athletes, especially people very young, like Isabo." Levito, 18, finished 12th in her free skate Thursday after a fall brought her score down. Likewise, earlier this week, Glenn omitted a portion of her routine, which cost her heavily and relegated her to 13th in her short program. Together, Levito, Glenn, and Alyssa Liu formed the Blade Angels, a trio of American skaters under huge expectations and pressure entering the Olympics. Of course, in addition to the pressure of competition, Glenn drew further attention to herself when she denounced the Trump administration during one of her opening press conferences. As Breitbart's Warner Todd Houston reports, Glenn got herself in trouble with many fans after she claimed that the LGBTQ+ community in the U.S. was having a hard time in America and hinted that they were losing rights under Donald Trump. The backlash to her comments spurred her to suspend her social media because of the hate she claimed to be facing. Glenn continued, "It's been a hard time for the community overall in this administration. It isn't the first time that we've had to come together as a community and try and fight for our human rights. And now, especially, it's not just affecting the queer community, but many other communities." After winning gold last Sunday, Glenn blasted those who took issue with her comments in a TikTok post. "They hate to see two woke beaches winning," she wrote. "If woke means people who use their platforms to advocate for marginalized communities in the country that they are actively representing, then yeah, sure.